This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello, Potters. It's Cliffo and Gabby live from paradise for today's catch up podcast.
Literal paradise, Port Douglas. It is absolutely gorgeous, far north Queensland. Make sure you visit. If you haven't, you gotta. It's stunning.
You gotta visit. Yesterday we visited Hartley's Crocodile Adventures. Gabby nearly got eaten by a crocodile. You'll hear that. Eaten? Did I say eaten?
You did.
My English got eaten because it's not here.
Was that scary?
And we went on a sunset sail as well too. So it's just heavenly.
Yep.
This is just bragging now. Stop bragging.
No, it's been a really tough week of work. Like, we have just been exhausted from all
Gabby's
the activities.
Right. Michelle, my wife, if you're listening, yeah. Gabby's right. Work's been tough this week. Enjoy the catch-up podcast.
Cliffo and Gabby's Supermum on Hits. Summer fun lives on in Port Douglas and the Daintree.
We have been living it up in paradise in order to give away this trip to paradise for one very special mum in Queensland. There have been so many amazing entries and so many people that we could have
given this to.
Yeah, because so many people that deserve it.
And in typical Cliffo and Gabby fashion, we refused to make a call, so we handed that up the chain. But we're going to say a big good morning to Sophie right now. Sophie, we've actually got on the line. Hey, Sophie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, you've been told you're one of our finalists. Is that right, Sophie?
Yes, I have been.
Okay.
Yes. Wonderful.
You are a mum, but
yes,
you haven't been entered in. You've actually entered in your mum. Her name is Katrina. So tell us a little bit about Katrina.
Well, she probably doesn't give herself enough credit for what she actually does. But yeah, in 2005, she started foster care. And I think since then, they'd had like 60 kids come through the house. It would have to be at least. And now she actually has four of my cousins, so four of her nieces and nephews, in care with her now. And like anybody who is needing help, like she'll just open up her door. No questions asked.
She sounds like a brilliant mum.
Is she the kind of woman who looks after herself enough? Does she reward herself enough?
Or is it always
life?
Everyone else?
Or is it everyone else first all the time?
She does not look after herself at all. You know, like she can be told, okay, you've got to come into the hospital this time. She's like, no, I can't. I'm too busy. You know,
with other people, yeah.
Well, Sophie, how would Katrina feel if we were to send her to Port Douglas?
I think she would be absolutely shocked. She would be happy. She would love that little breakaway.
Would she say she's too busy?
No, we'd make her, wouldn't we? We'd make her, Sophie.
How can you say no?
Sophie, we're going to tell you this right now, but your mum has won Cliffo and Gabby's Queensland Supermums.
She is going to be so happy.
She has won the ultimate Port Douglas prize. That's the five nights accommodation, the Daintree and the reef tours, all of the trimmings. And we want to hand over the honours to you to let her know exactly what she has won.
Just quickly, give us, for anyone who wasn't listening, you know, 5 minutes ago when we had a chat to you, Sophie, just give us a quick 20-second explanation of why your mum's so deserving of this prize again.
All right, so 2005, she started foster care. She's got five of her own kids. We've had at least 60 kids through the house, and she has now taken on four of her nieces and nephews as well. She just doesn't give herself a break.
And she never puts herself first as well. It's always about someone else in your mum's mind.
Yeah, she's never ever put herself first. I've never known her to do that. Yeah.
All right. Does she know that you've entered her in this competition?
I only told her 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon that I entered her into it. She didn't believe me.
Interesting.
Right.
Yeah. You know. So she.
All right.
I told her yesterday. Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's bring your mum Katrina into the conversation.
All right. We're gonna hook up Katrina, your mum.
Yeah.
And you can tell her the news. Katrina, are you there? Katrina, you there, mate?
Yes.
Hi, Katrina. It's Cliffo and Gabby from the Hit Queensland Breakfast Show. How are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Good, thank you. Now, we just had your daughter, Sophie, on with us, talking us through how she's entered you for this Queensland Supermums competition. You didn't know that you'd been entered.
No, I did not. I found out yesterday afternoon. She came home and was like, yeah. I've kind of done something. And all I thought was, she needs more money.
Sophie, you didn't need money, though. So what do you need to tell your mum?
You are going to Port Douglas.
Katrina, you have won Cliffo and Gabby's Queensland Super Mum. How does that feel?
Real?
Oh, there's so many tears.
There's tears.
She can't even
there's
talk.
Tears. I can hear tears.
Katrina, you get 5 nights accommodation at Silkari Lagoons, Port Douglas. You get a Hartley's Croc Adventure experience, a Dreamtime walk in the Daintree Rainforest with Mossman Gorge Centre, an outer reef experience with Sailway Port Douglas, and a $500 Visa debit card.
Oh, my God.
Plus, of course, flights as well. You are all set. You get some time to yourself and time to look after you.
Katrina, say something.
I'm absolutely speechless. I'm very, speechless. Very grateful, and I absolutely love my kids, something chronic. And Sophie, I think you've outdone yourself for Mother's Day.
I've set the bar. We always, this whole competition, Katrina, we've been saying, like, parents pretend they don't have a favourite, but they do. And, mate, Sophie has to go straight at the top of your pile, all right?
Okay.
Good on you. You are just such an incredible woman, and it was such an incredible pool of people who entered. Thank you to everyone, and thank you to all the amazing Queensland super mums out there. It has been absolutely huge.
It's been massive.
The amount of entries. But, Katrina, it all came down to you. Sophie, Daughter of the Year, you're both so beautiful. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being part of Cliffo and Gabby's Queensland Super Mums.
Thank you very much.
Good on you guys. Summer fun lives on in Port Douglas and the Daintree.
We'll find out before you're done. Music's fun for everyone. Join right in. Sing along.
Cliffo and Gabby's.
Is always very uncomfortable when there's a live audience.
I hate this.
But we are doing our Friday sing-along, and we are currently in Port Douglas, so there are people actually watching us. We're normally in a dark room, just the two of us, and pretending like no one knows what we're doing. So it's
that's
very
embarrassing
confronting.
Enough. But it's a sing-along. The idea is everyone sings along with us. So we've got the lyrics to today's sing-along at our socials, hit QLD Breakfast. And today's song is actually a request for a young guy called Aiden. Hey, Aiden, how you going, mate?
Good, sir.
Good. Oh, you've got a good one here, Aiden. What's your suggestion?
I Got You, Babe by Sunny and
Yes, classic. And it's just talking. You don't even have to really sing it. It's fabulous.
Aiden, I got a feeling that this isn't your suggestion. Is there someone else in the car that wanted you to say this one?
My mum.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, Aiden sounds too young to know what that song is.
All right, so just for you, Aiden, we've dressed up as well. So I've got the sunny hairdo, the dark wig,
and
the dirty Freddie Mercury style moustache.
A beautiful, like, Morticia Adams black wig and some very 60s sunnies.
It all suits you.
Why, thank you.
You look great. Aiden, if you want to see what we look like, we're going to whack her. Don't lie. The dirty Sanchez does not suit me.
Doesn't. It really doesn't.
If you want to see us, Aiden, what we look like doing your song, we're going to put a photo on our Insta, hit QLD Breakfast. Without further ado, here it is, Cliffo and Gabby's Friday sing along, Sunny and Sher, I Got You, Babe, on here. Ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
They say we're young and we don't know, but we won't find out until we grow.
Did I just miss my line?
Yeah, it's true.
Because you got me, baby, baby, I got you. I got distracted.
Babe,
I got you, babe, I got you, babe.
They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned. Our money's always spent.
I guess that's so. We don't have a lot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we've got.
Babe,
I got you, babe, I got you, babe.
Why are people looking at us? Look away. I got flowers in the spring, and I got you, babe, to wear my ring.
And when I'm sad,
no, Come on, put some effort in.
You're a clown. I take offense, and if I get scared, you're always around.
They say your hair's too long. I don't care. With you, I can't go wrong.
Then put your warm little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb.
Babe,
I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
I got you to hold my hand.
I got you to understand.
I got you to walk with me.
To talk with me.
I got you to kiss goodnight.
I got you to hold me tight.
I got you, I won't let go.
I got you to love me so, babe.
I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
It just repeats a lot here now. Should we just...
If we were busking, I reckon we would have earned 50 cents.
Oh, mate, come on. 55, 60 at least. Hope you enjoyed that, Aiden. Never again.
Alpha Bucks is back on Monday. $1,000 cash on the line. And we do have a hint for you.
Well, we've got a full answer for you.
Well, yeah.
It's muscle.
Muscle
memory. Or just muscle.
Just muscle.
And that means M's your letter. So there's your hint.
That's for Alpha Bucks on Monday at HIT.
We have, and I use the term we loosely. Over the last few weeks, we have been on an effort to lower our biological age, which is an idea that came around after you got your hands on a fancy pair of scales that measure that. And both you and I came in an average of 14 years too old.
Yeah, I was doing a program already with Doctor's Kitchen where I was told my biological age, and we were like, oh, let's see what Cliffo's biological age is too. And we embarked on this endeavour to reduce those ages to be healthier people.
Now, if you're a regular listener to the show, or you can get all these at the Catch Up podcast, at the free listener app as well, you'd be across that Gabby has been doing a few updates on your progress on lowering your attempts to lower your biological age. And then we were in a show meeting about 2 days ago or so, and our boss was like, oh, Cliffo, on Friday we need a... biological age update from you. And, you know, you're in the room. I got a bit squirmy, a bit like uncomfortable, to be honest. And I said, I can't do that. And she's like, well, why can't you do that? Gabby's been doing that.
We haven't had an update for a while.
Why can't you do it? And I said, well, I can't do it because I haven't been doing it. And that's
there's no update if
there's no update
you
if
haven't
you're not
been trying to
trying.
Do it. Yeah.
And I will say, in my defense, I guess it was... Like, when you came on air and said, I'm going to do this, at the time, it was a no-brainer. Like, it was so easy for me to go, oh, me too.
I'll get on
and
board.
And then we had another meeting with a different boss who was like, how about you do it as well, Cliffo? How do you feel about that? And I went, oh, yeah, I need to, so I'll just do it. But, gee, those words are easy to say.
It's a lot harder to put into action, isn't it?
Like, 100%.
Motivation. If you're not, like, mentally there, ready to put your all in... It's impossible. You've got it, like, I don't know. You have to, like, something has to click in your brain to actually
and
persevere.
It didn't, mate. Yeah. It totally didn't. And I just keep thinking about that, like, how easy on the air with you and in that meeting it was for me to go, yeah, I'll embark on that journey with you. Mm. And then just to not do it is... And I'll be honest, I started really getting upset and beating myself up about it. And then I thought, yeah, that's not fair either, you know? Like, how many people have been through this struggle... Ooh. Like, more people than not would have
probably
been
everyone.
Through something like that in their lives. So, you know, if
so
it has
that,
been...
I'll start Monday.
I'll start Monday.
Sorry,
bad, because I'm actually thinking that right now as well, too.
Every single week.
But, you know, if it has been a bit, like, glaringly obvious that, you know, Gabby's been on top of this a lot more than me, that's because it has been the case. Mm. So I guess I just wanted to put that out there and say that I do want to be better. I want to be better sooner rather than later. I'm just waiting for that
click.
I'm waiting for the motivation to hit me. And it's so hard to find. I'm finding it so hard to find. But I'm overweight and I have children and I need to not be overweight because I need to be here for a long, long time.
I wonder
for my
if
children.
There's a secret to getting that click, that motivation, that perseverance, you know, that brainwave.
Look, I think it's something we probably shouldn't just drop. Like, it's probably something we should put on the whiteboard and maybe come back to next week, like when we have more time.
Mm.
But I want to be better because I want to be a better father. I want to be a better example for my kids. I want to have energy to play with them, and I want to be here for a long time for them. And I also don't want to be judged by you. But that comes a very distant second.
I'm not judging you.
No.
I am a little disappointed I've been left here by myself.
I've let the team down.
And I'm just alone in this at the moment. Yeah. But I'm not judging you.
Good.
Just a bit sad.
I need a friend.
I'm by myself.
I can't do it alone.
I'm all alone.
No, but I think that's a very good point. So we'll put our feelers out. Maybe there is a key to finding the spark, but I want to find it. I want to be there with you. And, yeah, like I said, my motivations couldn't be any better, hey, to be better when it comes to my health, my kids. So
that's it. This is a warning for anyone out there who is triggered by talking about domestic violence, but it is Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month for May. So we are talking about this every single day, and we have been all week. And this morning we wanted to dive into the psychology of this particular field. And so we do have Sophie Bergen. She is a psychotherapist on the line with us right now. How are you, Sophie?
Hi, Gabby. Good, thank you. Lovely to be on the show.
Sophie, it's lovely to have you on. We've noticed a couple of things come up repeatedly the last few days when we talk about Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month. So we want to cover them off with you today. One of the big ones that we keep hearing is the red flags. You've got to be aware of the red flags. Can you tell us what exactly that means?
Yeah, red flags. As we know, domestic violence is a very complex issue with many, many layers to it. I think what a lot of people can do is make a difference to their own safety early on in a relationship. And it's asking the tough questions that we often don't want to ask or feel too awkward to ask them. And they're things like, you know, how did you grow up? What was your parents' relationship like? And how did they deal with conflict? Because as a child, you observed what your parents, how they handled it all, whether there was fighting, whether the father shut down, whether mother became hysterical. I think it's good to ask those questions. And we often go into a honeymoon phase and we don't want to discuss them.
So is it common, Sophie, for people to have like a cycle in their life where they experience possible domestic or family violence as a child and then go into those sorts of relationships as an adult?
Absolutely. And if the issues are unresolved, it doesn't always happen, but in my practice of almost 20 years, I've seen that, you know, patterns continue on. Sometimes the man can go to that place, maybe that he witnessed his father go, and he loathes that part of himself and he seeks help, and that's a great thing. When a man reaches out and says, this has happened in my marriage or in my relationship, I feel deep remorse, deep shame, and I'm prepared to do the work so it never happens again.
Whenever we talk about domestic violence on air, the truth is, and it upsets me, every time, we get pushback and we hear the same thing over and over again. Men can be victims of domestic violence as well. And we have never said that is not the case. The stats are overwhelming that women are more likely to suffer domestic violence. A woman on average dies every week in Australia, a man every month due to domestic and family violence. So the stats are there to back that up. But it does happen to men as well. We have found it impossible to get a man on this week to talk about this problem. Is that surprising to you?
No, not at all. Men don't want to talk about it, because they feel deep shame, they feel that they'll be ridiculed, judged. And men in our society, sadly, are conditioned to be strong and not vulnerable. And they'll feel that they'll be perceived as weak. But I have seen men come forward to me in my practice that have experienced it.
How important is it for men to speak up and make sure that, you know, they are heard and that this issue is a balanced conversation?
Yeah. Very, very important. And that's why the movement of brothers' circles and men's circles, you know, are starting to accelerate. And that's very important so that men do get heard.
Mm. Well, it's definitely an issue that is so complex, and I feel like every time we talk about it, like a certain amount of questions are raised, and you have really tackled some of the questions that have been on my mind this morning. So Sophie Bergen, a psychotherapist based in Mackay, thank you so much for your time.
Yes, you're welcome, Cliff and Gabby. Here to help anytime. You're welcome.
Good on you. And don't forget, everyone, if you're in a situation where you need help, contact DV Connect on 1-800-811-811 or 000 if it's an emergency. Thanks again, Sophie. Big love.
You're welcome. The Hit Breakfast Show.